Well, many in the livestock industry have been waiting quite a while, but we now have an official rule so an animal disease traceability system can be established. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack explains how the new interstate rule will work.
If an animal is moving interstate, the animal must be both officially identified and accompanied by appropriate movement documentation. Second, while the rule specifies approved forms of identification for each species, it also allows for the flexibility for the shipping and receiving states and tribes to agree on other forms of identification.
But he said it does not require that every animal in the country be identified.
It only applies to animals moving interstate, and there are specific exemptions for certain classes of animals and types of movements. Secondly, it doesn't require a specific identification tag or dictate a particular format for record keeping.
After considering public comments, the final rule has several differences from the proposed rule issued back in August of 2011. That includes accepting the use of brands, tattoos, and brand registration as official identification when accepted by the shipping and receiving states or tribes. It also clarifies that all livestock moved interstate to a custom slaughter facility are exempt from the regulations, and also exempts chicks moved interstate from a hatchery from the official identification requirements, and beef cattle under the age of 18 months, unless moved interstate for shows, exhibitions, rodeos, or recreational events, are exempt from the official identification requirement in this rule. And Vilsack explains why the animal traceability rules are needed for creating an animal traceback system.
First, it's going to help us move quickly to identify where diseased and at-risk animals are, as well as which animals do not need to be held or tested during a disease investigation. Second, it's going to reduce the number of locations affected and the number of animals tested, meaning that there will be less cost to producers and to the government. So we're not looking only to provide a flexible system, but one that helps to maintain the economic vitality of our producers and businesses.
He said it's flexible, but also coordinated. For more specific details about the regulation, go to aphis.usda.gov/traceability. But the final rule for the animal disease traceability is expected to be published in the December 28th Federal Register. Randall Weisman, Southeast AgNet.